This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80. We get more now from AP's Zaria Shackley.
His foundation announced his death in Switzerland's capital Bern in a tweet saying he died after a short unspecified illness. It did not give details and remembered the Nobel Peace Prize winner as radiating genuine kindness, warmth and brilliance in all he did. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. His aristocratic style, cool-tempered elegance and political savvy helped guide his ascent to become its seventh Secretary General and the first hired from within. He served two terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
With the Democratic Republic of Congo facing its second major Ebola outbreak this year, emergency responders have worked to contain the spread of the disease, and scientists are testing experimental vaccines in the field. Meantime, the World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Yasevich says the cases of Ebola are expected to be seen more of them in the coming days and weeks.
It will get worse before it gets better. We don't know if we are having all transmission chains identified. We expect to see more cases as a result of earlier infections, and these infections are developing into illness.
Researchers in the Democratic Republic of Congo are collecting data that they will say will improve how to prevent future outbreaks of Ebola and other infectious diseases. In the U.S. case against five Guantanamo detainees who were accused of aiding in the deadly 2001 U.S. terror attacks, a military judge has ruled prosecutors may not use statements from the detainees made to FBI interrogators before they were removed from a secret prison. This is VOA News. The annual Hajj pilgrimage beginning today. More than 2 million Muslim faithful gathered in Saudi Arabia. The pilgrimage represents one of the five pillars of Islam and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. In recent weeks, the faithful have arrived in Mecca from across the world, and observers say the Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God among the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of extremists in the Middle East after the Islamic State was beaten back in Iraq and Syria, and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Russian President Vladimir Putin says everything must be done for the Syrian refugees to return to their conflict-torn country. Speaking ahead of talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel outside Berlin, Putin said Syria needs assistance to rebuild and to ensure refugees who had fled the country could safely return to their homes. Merkel said it was important to avert a humanitarian crisis in Idlib, Syria, and the surrounding region, and she said Putin had already discussed the issue, the two of them, and constitutional reforms and possible elections when they met in Sochi in May. The two leaders also discussed Ukraine and a gas pipeline project that has drawn criticism from the United States. No agreements reached. A budding trade war between the United States and Turkey over a detained American pastor accused of espionage and terrorism is already having global economic consequences. That story now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
The United States has threatened additional new sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released. Still, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert has made clear the United States is not to blame for Turkey's economic woes.
Turkey's financial situation has been in the works for quite some time, and it dates prior to the imposition of sanctions on August the 1st.
Analysts agree Turkey's economic problems run much deeper and predate the current feud between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and U.S. President Donald Trump. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Strong earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The quake was Lombok's second in 2 weeks. The island experienced a devastating earthquake on August 5th that killed 460 people, damaged tens of thousands of homes, displacing several hundred thousand people. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.